The gospel tries to shed some light on this. Jesus is trying to help us see how we can understand this struggle to choose what is good over what is evil. Because so often we continue to choose that sin even though we know it's not going to get us anywhere. Jesus gives us this interesting image of a yoke, which is just a piece of wood crafted in such a way that it can be laid on an animal's back. I think they have yokes for people too, and it helps you carry a lot of weight. And for the animals, it also directs them in which way to go. And this image is given to us by Jesus to help us understand the experience we're going to have when we follow him. Two things we can draw from today's gospel. One, it's work. When we follow Christ, there's work involved. And that's why it's hard to choose him instead of this sinful pattern of nonsense and uselessness. Because initially we look at sin, and again, it's so tempting, it looks so good. And we look at what Jesus wants us to do, and we're like, oh, Jesus, that's work. That's boring. I have to follow you, the Ten Commandments. It's like patriarchal repression on me. I don't want that. It seems like that. It really does. And this is how the devil works. He makes temptation really interesting and exciting at first. And he tries to coerce our will. Jesus is honest. He's like, hey, take my yoke. It's work. But he promises us it's going to be light. It's going to be easy. Because you see, these yokes sometimes are made for one person. And we can think of the yoke of sin and death and Satan as a single yoke. It's all on you. The yoke of Christ is like a double yoke. You might think of it being laid over two oxen. But in this case, Christ is on one side and he invites us to be on the other. Very beautiful. So we just got to recognize, okay, in that moment when I'm choosing between life and death, you know, sin and, you know, virtue, following Christ, it's going to be tough because sin's going to be really tempting and the way of our Lord is going to look like it's just hard work.